Hi. I just got a call from the VA that they're not sure if we can continue servicing only because he's in a nursing home. He's in a assisted living.
Assisted living is allowed to have aides.
I know. Because it's their residence.
It's not a nursing home.
Right. But she just wants me to send an email to just, is he permanently in there?
According to the client, yes.
Okay. And the last day of service was Monday, and she just needs to verify that they don't provide services like that there. And then as long as they don't provide the services, then we'll be good.
Generally speaking, facilities will provide like an aid for the floor, and they're around, but it's not a one-on-one help.
Yeah.
They'll assist you with the shower. Now, in the VA's case, though, that might kill his services, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I really appreciate it. If you need me to do any of the work, let me know. I didn't mean to dump work on you. It's just you're the VA master.
Okay. Let me ask you. Did Judah tell you to stop asking me to do stuff?
Well, Judah was in the office yesterday.
That's so
funny. Not mention anything. And I said, so who's doing staffing? And he said, Sarah. I said, how's she doing staffing and marketing? He's like, oh, she's not doing marketing anymore. So I said, oh, that's so nice to know. It's really good.
He thinks I'm not doing marketing anymore, but really.
There's no one else to do it, so I know you're answering the phones, but it's like, yeah, you sound so stressed also.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
No, it's not your fault. I hear that you're like on edge because there's so much happening for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I can hear it through the phone. It's like, so.
No, I appreciate it. I said, you've been very nice to me the past couple of days. I feel like.
I was on vacation. I kind of understood that if you're doing staffing or back off, I'm also going to work with you without New York to help set it up properly. For example, I'm in the middle of making a smart sheet with all aides that need clients. And I'll put some of the key.
I have a lot of male aides in Philly, and it's hard to staff them on.
I know. I just got another male aide that needs a client in Upper Darby.
Yeah. So I'm trying to convince these people that, you know, they're professional caregivers, so it's not anything they haven't seen. Well, yeah, I know. But I mean, if it's their, it's because they're shy or whatever, it's silly. So.
No, it's because they're worried about a safety issue.
I know.
And I get it. And a lot of times males would prefer males unless they're sick bastards. But a lot of times they would, because at the end of the day.
Yeah, but I even have male caregivers that are like, male patients that only want women caregivers. I don't know. We'll figure it out, though. And all right, so I'm going to shoot an email over to the VA with that information on Fittipaldi, and if anything changes, I'll let you know.
Very good. And also, you're sending it to, like, the general VA info?
No. I send all the general inquiries to Leah Brown, I'll send you all the email addresses I have.
Yeah, send me the email address so I don't have to bother you.
I think that Michael is probably the best one for you because he's like the head of everything. So he'd probably have more information for you, but I'll.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thanks.